Before the vote, former Carbondale trustee John Hoffman spoke to the council about honoring the past.
I'm just pleased that we're taking this up. I think it's an important tiny move for us and in a healthy community and to honor our past in this way. And the semantics don't matter so much, but I think just saying that we appreciate their efforts handing over a pristine environment. You know, that's worth carrying on and worth thinking about as we treat our land going forward.
After a 10-minute discussion over some of the language in the proclamation, trustees voted unanimously in favor. Carbondale Mayor Dan Richardson then read it to the room.
A proclamation relating to Indigenous Peoples Day, declaring the second Monday in October as Indigenous Peoples Day in the town of Carbondale, and reaffirming the town's commitment to embrace the well-being and cultural sustainability of our Indigenous peoples. Nooch. Whereas the town of Carbondale recognizes that the people, indigenous to the lands that would later become known as the Americas, have occupied these lands since time immemorial. And whereas the town recognizes the fact that Carbondale is built upon the homelands and villages of the Nooch of this region. And whereas the town values the many contributions made to our community through Indigenous peoples' knowledge, labor, earth technology, science, philosophy, arts, and a deep cultural life that has shaped the character of the town of Carbondale. The mayor and board of trustees of the town of Carbondale jointly declare the second Monday of October to be Indigenous Peoples' Day in the town of Carbondale. Thank you.
Rita Marsh also presented to the council. The director of Davi Nakent at the 3rd Street Center in Carbondale told KDNK about the original inspiration for the proclamation.
Well, as they said tonight, the proclamation that went to the United Nations back in 1977 when Indigenous peoples from around the globe asked the United Nations to make this apparent.
When I asked Rita about the trustees' decision to approve the proclamation, she beamed.
I think it's fabulous. I think it's really a very positive step forward in our relationship with the peoples who used to live here.
You can hear Carbondale Mayor Dan Richardson reading the full proclamation at our website, kdnk.org. For KDNK News, I'm Lucas Turner.